Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
Strider, does Planet Ozuno usually have dimensional terrorists just appear out of nowhere?
No. We're known for our prairie drum trees. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. I was just wondering why there's a dimensional terror right over there.
A what?
Are you kidding me?
Wait, I am awake, right?
Yeah, you're definitely awake. This is real.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Starkeepers, did you miss me?
Rataform?
Bleh. Didn't I just deal with you brats? How did you get here so fast? Where is here, anyway?
You have a lot of nerve showing back up to the zone.
The zone? What? I'm back in this dump of a universe. Guess it's time to go. Anyone seen a dimensional tear?
Guess you're stuck with us. And it looks like you're outnumbered.
So there's no way we can, negotiate a deal?
We're not making any deals with you.
What if I promise not to turn you into robots,
Please. A promise from you is worthless.
And just who are you supposed to be anyway? The babysitter for these insufferable children?
For your information, Strider is a Starkeeper from this universe, and we're working together to restore the Portal Stars and help save the Zone.
Portal Stars? Save the Zone? Honestly, Spider or whatever your name is, the fact that you even have faith in these three pesky brats is beyond me. We both know the Starkeepers will just fail like last time.
That's what you think. Once we get the star to... Actually, Strider, where are we taking the star?
Mount Coda. It's the oldest mountain here, and it's connected to the core of the planet. It's our best bet to figure out how to restore the star's color, since we know the stars are somehow connected to the planet cores.
Uh-oh. Looks like the fire's got out. It's too dark out here without it. Leo, do you think your fire powers will work on this planet? Hopefully you don't shoot water out like last time.
Let's hope I've got my fire powers back. Guess there's only one way to find out. Whoa!
Leo, you were supposed to relight the fire, not light up the whole grassland.
It's my portal caster. It's like my powers have been supercharged. Bubbles, a little help here. Put it out, put it out!
Superpowers? Ah, best day ever!
Nice save, Bubbles.
Ooh, let's do it again.
Except we're in the dark again. But now I'm wondering what my powers are like supercharged.
No! Tank! Under no circumstances should you try out your powers while we're here. You already get pretty big when your powers are working normally. Who knows what would happen if you transform on this planet?
Hey, you guys? Where's Rataform?
No! She must have escaped when we were trying to put out the fire.
Well, it's not like she has any scary gadgets with her to make any more robots. Plus, she's all alone.
Alone or not, I don't trust her. We need to get this portal star to Mount Coda before Rataform tries anything crazy.
This is it, Steve! Finally! Planet Ozuno is the home of the rare prairie drum trees. If we capture one, we can finally form our disco band!
Oh, joy! A disco band! Yay!
I've brought along my net blaster. We will use it to keep a prairie tree still while we dig it up. It's the perfect plan.
That sounds like a wonderful idea, Dr. Disco. I'm sure nothing at all will go wrong.
Shh! Something is coming.
Those stupid starkeepers didn't even notice me sneak away. Now, if I only had a way to get that portal star of theirs, then I could build my new robot army.
Steve, do you see what I see?
Yep, you've got spinach in your teeth.
No, not that. It's ratiform. Wait, there's spinach in my teeth? Get it out. I can't have it there when I finally meet her face to face.
I am not getting that spinach out of your teeth for you!
Fine! Now, I've been waiting for this moment. There has to be a way to get her to trust us.
Oh, what about flowers? Or some chocolate?
Chocolate? A little bizarre, but it just might work. No one can resist chocolate. Then, when we've gained her trust, I'll reveal the truth that I, Dr. Disco...
Like her!
What? Like her? Like her? No! Why would I like the person who turned me into a cyborg?
How would I know? Love's a funny thing.
No! I want Ratiform to trust us because it will be easier to defeat those pesky star keepers and grab the portal star. Then, once we defeat them, I'll betray Ratiform and take the star for myself.
Oh! This is a revenge plot, not a date. Got it!
Shh! She's getting closer. I have a plan.
Stupid star keepers. Everywhere I go, they're there. They're insufferable little brats.
Ah! Oh, no! How clumsy of me. I was trying to catch the star keepers.
Yeah, and this isn't a date.
I'm not a star keeper, you clown. I'm trying to take their portal star and defeat them. Now get this net off me.
Oh, really? Well then, maybe we should team up. Perhaps take that portal star from them together?
Me? Team up with you?
And me!
To squash those star keepers? Oh, I am in! The name is Professor Ratiform.
This is my Lieutenant Steve. And I am Dr. Disco. Welcome to the team, Professor.
I still can't believe we lost Ratiform.
Don't worry, Strider. We won't let her destroy this universe again. As long as we follow the Starkeeper code, I have faith that we can save everyone in the zone.
But Ratiform was right. The Starkeepers couldn't stop her before. I don't know that I can keep having faith that what we're doing will help this time.
My dad always told me when I feel my faith is being tested, to do three things. Ask questions, seek wisdom, and remember what I learned before.
Interesting. Well, how do I do that?
Well, you're asking questions and seeking wisdom now, so that's a great start. Finally, to remember what you learned before, maybe you should try and remember why you became a Starkeeper in the first place.
Gotcha. I guess I became a Starkeeper because I saw I could help people. I learned that was what mattered, just giving my best and focusing on doing good.
That's great! Just keep doing those three things. You'll see your faith actually get stronger when it's tested.
Ooh, look! There's Mount Coda. We're almost there.
Good. Maybe we'll finally figure out how to restore the portal star's color. Come on.
Children let it slip that they were taking the portal star to Mount Coda. If we cut them off at the base of the mountain, we can defeat them, take the portal star, and victory will be mine!
Ahem. Don't you mean ours?
Ours, that's what I said. Ours, of course. Now stand still so I can make the modifications.
Ow! Are you sure you know what you are doing? Ow!
Stop moving! Do you want your cyber side to have this software upgrade or not?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Careful with those tools. You might cause a glitch.
What is happening? Dr. Disco! Hello! Dr. Disco! This cyborg fool. I'll use this cyborg side's energy to make my robots, and then, when I've taken the portal star, I'll betray him and that sock puppet. But before I betray Dr. Disco, I will need my robot army, which means I need him working properly, so...
Glitch!
Of course, there's no harm done.
Oh.
The modifications I've made will allow us to use your cyborg side as a mini conversion device and create a robot army to defeat those Star Keepers.
Control a robot army, you say? Wonderful. Ah, it appears we have arrived. I will go lend the ship. Come along, Steve. Foolish Retiform. She's given me the power to control her robot army.
Finally, a robot army of my own.
Patience, Steve. First, we take care of the Star Keepers. Then we take care of Retiform once and for all.
This mountain is huge!
Strider, are prairie drum trees always this loud?
No. Prairie drum trees are connected to the planet and are said to keep Planet Ozuno in rhythm. I've never heard them this loud before.
I have a bad feeling about this. They sound... off. I say we get up the mountain as quick as possible and figure out how to fix the portal star.
Not so fast, Star Keepers.
Retiform, where did you come from?
Hand over the portal star.
I don't think so.
Please? We've been through this before. Go on, Strudel, you're a sensible person. You can't believe the Star Keepers will actually defeat me.
My name is Strider.
Tomato potato!
You're not getting the portal star, Retiform. We might have failed to stop you the first time when you betrayed us, but...
Oh, did I ruin your faith in Star Keepers? As if I care.
No, I could have let that happen, but it's actually made my faith stronger. I've grown a lot over the years, and my three new friends have helped me remember all I learned. We are going to stop you, no matter how long it takes.
Well, that's just rude. Can't you be a teensy bit nicer?
Nope. Tell you what, let's see how strong your faith in the Star Keepers is against me now.
Oh, yeah? Against you and what army?
Hello, Star Keepers!
Dr. Disco!
And Steve!
What are you three up to?
Oh, nothing much, really. We just wanted to introduce you to our little army. Hit it, Dr. Disco!
With pleasure!
The conversion button, you nitwit! Not your disco music!
Whoops! Sorry!